This is the CBC News.
The trails are being groomed, the skis waxed. Cross-country skiers are eagerly anticipating the opening of the trails at Sovereign Lake near Vernon. It's the largest cross-country ski and snowshoe club in Canada. An opening day for pass holders is scheduled for this Friday, November 6th. That is, if they get more snow. Troy Hudson is the general manager and is on the line with us this morning. Mr. Hudson, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are the trails looking right now?
Well, just like you said a few seconds ago, we definitely need a bit more snow to be able to open. We had about 50 centimeters on the ground probably about a week and a half ago, and 3 days of rain quickly shrunk that down to about 12 or 14 centimeters. So we definitely need a little bit more snow before we can open up. But we're expecting a little bit this week, so we'll see what happens.
Good. And how does this compare to most years? I mean, do you always have snow on, you know, early in November?
Yeah, one of the fantastic things about Sovereign that kind of sets us apart, we've got this elevation on our side, and we sit around almost 1,700 meters in elevation. So we typically have a lot of snow early season. And I've been skiing on my birthday on October 24th, probably for the last 4 years in a row.
Oh, wow. Now, we've seen kind of anecdotally a big uptick in outdoor activities. I mean, anybody who tried to buy a bicycle this summer probably knew what that was like. And we've heard similar things around snowshoes and cross-country skis. Do you expect a surge in people getting outdoors at your facility?
Oh, absolutely. Cross-country skiing's been going through this bit of a renaissance for the last few years anyhow, and each year we've been seeing a steady increase in usage at the facility, both in memberships and in day use. But this year in particular, definitely, as my son had a difficult time buying a bike this year because they were all sold out, and it's the same thing in the cross-country ski world for us. So our season's pass, we're already up about 10% over our total season's pass purchases last year already this season. So we're sitting around 2,370 members already for the year.
Wow. Now, I imagine with COVID, there will be new protocols and procedures in place. Can you walk us through those changes?
Yeah, absolutely. We ended up closing our doors on March 17th, and we started planning this year on March 20th. And we struck a COVID committee task force within our club at the board level and knew that we were going to be coming into a difficult situation this fall. So we just wanted to make sure that we were really well prepared, and we put a lot of energy into getting ready. And we've put together a full plan for our members and day users to make sure that they're safe. So we put touch-free faucets and in all of our facilities inside, in the downstairs bathrooms, as well as our upstairs kitchenette. And introduced a new ticketing system as well, which is all online and utilizing RFID technology. So it's really easy for the public to come up and scan for their day tickets as well as season's pass members just to come in quickly. That doesn't require them to come into the lodge anymore. So we've installed two ticket windows. It's taken over my office, and the new ticket counters are there, so people don't even need to come inside the facility if they're just getting day tickets.
What about things like school groups and competitions and other gatherings like that?
Yeah, competitions is a challenging one, and we kind of wait and listen to what our sport governing body at Nordic Canada dictates to us, as well as Cross Country BC, which is actually located here in Vernon. So we use them as an indicator of what we can roll forward with in terms of running races. So we really have to wait and see on them. We've canceled the majority of our club events, but we do still have BC Championships scheduled for the end of February, and we'll see how that rolls out. For school groups, we actually still intend to be offering programming for school groups, if schools are willing to come, and it really all revolves around the ability to get buses up there. They're working within their cohorts at their schools, and we can definitely facilitate that. And we have a lot of interest already from probably about 15 or 20 schools that are ready to book their scheduled lessons. As always, we're not starting that program until January this year, though.
Have you had a chance to ski yet, Troy?
Yeah, I've been out twice. I wish I could have been out a little bit more, but with all of this extra planning and infrastructure upgrades, it's been a little hard. But yeah, I've gotten out twice so far. And this, when we got that huge dump, I could not resist getting out for an early season ski. And it was pretty spectacular. And I really wish that we could have retained that snow, because we would have opened this weekend with an amazing snowpack, which would have actually been close to what we have around the first, second week of December.
Well, Troy, whether it comes now or later, enjoy the season. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We're looking forward to seeing you maybe up at Sovereign this winter.
I haven't been. I'd love to go and check it out. Troy, thanks a lot.
Well,
bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Troy Hudson is the general manager of the Sovereign Lake Nordic Center. Opening day is this Friday, November 6th for pass holders, and November 10th for day ticket sales.